Elections can be humbling. For a day, all the experts in polls have to hold their breath until millions of people who sell shoes, clean streets, or park cars have had their say. Voters can bedevil experts by expressing what seem to be opposing views. We went into North Central New Jersey this week to try to hear what's on the minds of people as they prepare to vote or not. We found people who supported the war in Iraq but want to bring the soldiers home now. We met people opposed to the war who worry about bringing the soldiers back too quickly. We met immigrants irritated by illegal immigration and people who worry about global warming but want to drill in the Alaska Wildlife Refuge to bring down the cost of gas. There was a group of men at lunch at the Jersey Boys Bagel Shop in Morristown, where they offer a grilled American cheese on white bread called the Bruce Springsteen Special. Ken said he cares most about
price of gasoline, a war in Iraq, and the fact that my homeowner's insurance in Florida has gone up like double in the past year.
Right? The war in Iraq, what are your concerns about that?
It's gone on too long, and it seems to be going in the wrong direction.
Did you accept or support the war 3 years ago?
Yes, I did. Mm-hmm. And maybe my views are starting to change a little bit.
His friend Craig also supported the war.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Yes, definitely. Still do support every last one of them that are fighting.
Morristown is a quaint-looking commuter suburb, a train right away from Midtown Manhattan that makes much of the fact that General George Washington twice made his headquarters here. Dover is an industrial town nearby, where the street signs sell frutas y verduras, not George and Martha's muffins. It can be rare to overhear English in the shop on Blackwell Street that sells strong café and bright pink pasteles. Lola drives a bus for New Jersey Transit and says her biggest concerns are
taxes, Bush out. Bush have to go out. Republican have to go. Have to go. Republican is for rich people. I'm poor.
What do you want the Democrats to do if they get more power?
Iraq. Finish Iraq. And cut taxes. Taxes and taxes. And immigrants out.
You might have picked the wrong place to say that. What's the immigration problem as far as you're concerned?
They take over everything. They're taking my husband's job because they work for less money.
Lola, by the way, is from Spain, not Latin America. Wilson Vasquez, who came to the United States 20 years ago from Colombia, runs a restaurant in Dover. In his quiet, meticulous house, decorated with pumpkins and hobgoblins, he told us he's disappointed Congress didn't pass immigration reform.
Dover has a lot of immigrants here, so I hit up all of them, like talking. They want to get a driver license so they can get to work. They want to do a lot of things, but they cannot do anything. Every day is getting worse for them.
The American politicians he has admired most?
Reagan. Mm-hmm. Reagan was good for immigrants, and I think Jimmy Carter was good. I mean, he's involved in a lot of Latino countries, mm-hmm. helping with a lot of things.
Now, we were in New Jersey just before the state Supreme Court delivered its decision on gay marriage, so no one mentioned that as an issue to us. It is hard for any national scandal to very much impress people in New Jersey. The political corruption issue, which plagues the Republican-controlled U.S. Congress, may just look different in this state, where several prominent Democrats have been under indictment or investigation. Even the scandal over former Congressman Mark Foley's instant messages to young pages may appear humdrum in a state where former Governor James McGreevy had to resign for appointing his lover to a cabinet post. We met a man named Jim just as he left a contribution at Republican headquarters in Morristown.
We're in a battle. We're in the war zone right here where we stand, believe it or not. Mm-hmm. And I think it's serious business. And I pray for the president every morning, every night, for him and his cabinet. And I hope they persevere, and I hope their courage is stays straight.
What are the issues that most concern you?
Number one is safety. Mm-hmm. I don't want to see what happened in New York happen in Morristown.
That's fair.
At Scotty's Music Store in Morristown, they sell a lot less music and a lot more T-shirts and buttons these days, which can't be downloaded. The young manager, Joe, is a student who's interested in issues, especially immigration, but he hasn't downloaded this year's campaign into his personal playlist.
I can't say that I've really followed much about it. A lot of politics I don't normally follow. Between taking, 12, 15 credits working, running this store, 4 days a week, I don't really have much time to follow it. I mean, it's things that I think that I see in my day-to-day life that probably would concern me most, lead me to choosing one over the other.
Well, you've got a few days.
Yeah.
Make your decision.
Well, I don't have class tonight, so.
Fred Lesser is a tax consultant from Matawan who says that the war in Iraq, which he has supported, is the issue which now worries him most.
The time has come that we start to insist that the Iraqis start taking ownership for their country's security. It doesn't take much to figure out that this is not a war that we can afford to stay in. Having been in the Vietnam War myself, and it's very, very difficult for parents to have children being sent in harm's way when there's no political resolution, which I think has to take place before this thing can be settled.
What music are you looking at here?
Sinatra.
Oh my gosh. New Jersey's own.
Potential voters or non-voters speaking this week in North Central New Jersey.
What does it take to get a drink and-